WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's partly cloudy, 69 degrees in Atlantic. We look for sunny skies here today with a high of 99. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. A woman being held in Montgomery County Jail faces additional charges after a corrections officer discovered the inmate was allegedly in possession of marijuana. According to Red Oak Police, 45-year-old Tammy Ray Thallis was arrested Thursday on a possession of contraband charge, which is a felony offense. Thallis was being held in the county jail on $5,000 bond. Court records didn't indicate what the original charges against her were. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Authorities in Montgomery County are investigating an incident of vandalism in Villisca. Officials said Thursday a resident in the 100 block of East 2nd Street in Villisca reported someone scratched words into the driver's side door of her 2002 Ford Windstar van while it was parked in her driveway. The incident, which occurred sometime during the nighttime hours of August 1st and August 2nd, caused $700 damage. Anyone with information about the crime is asked to contact the Montgomery County Sheriff's Department at 712-623-5107 or Crime Stoppers at 800-432-1001. Court documents say a 33-year-old Western Iowa man accused of twice arranging to have someone shoot him has made a deal with prosecutors. Darren Hyber of Mapleton will plead guilty to one charge of conspiracy and two counts of solicitation for the shootings. The other charges will be dropped. Hyber is scheduled to plead guilty on August 20th. Hyber is accused of persuading Brady Chapman to shoot him in the leg February 5th. He's also accused of hiring Joseph Roberts and Timothy Culley, both of Omaha, to shoot him on March the 8th in Mapleton. Authorities say Hyber was trying to gain sympathy from his ex-wife. Roberts, Culley, and Chapman have been given probation. A fight last weekend led to the arrest of an Avoca man and complaints filed against two other people. Police in Harlan reported Thursday that 18-year-old Terry Ward of Avoca was arrested last Saturday for disorderly conduct, public intoxication, and assault for allegedly striking 43-year-old Shannon Graves of Des Moines. The incident occurred in the pit area of the Shelby County Speedway. Graves was transported to Murtu Medical Center in Harlan, where she was treated for minor injuries. Officials say complaints were filed against Graves and 24-year-old Andrew Kaufman of Des Moines for disorderly conduct. The HPD also reports 56-year-old Ricky Lee Hansen of Harlan was arrested July 27th on driving while intoxicated, second offense, and careless driving charges. The arrest took place following a traffic stop in Harlan. And last Sunday, officers in Harlan investigated the theft of a 1994 Pontiac Grand Prix from the Jerry Davis residence. The vehicle was later recovered at the J.J. Jensen Sports Complex. An investigation into that theft continues. Members of the Atlantic Ambassadors and Cass County Health System staff were on hand Thursday morning during a grand opening and ribbon-cutting ceremony for the Cass County Memorial Hospital's new Healing Garden. Don Marnin, Cass County Hospital Memorial Foundation Director, said the project was made possible at the start by a gift from the Al and Chris Wernemont family. Al and his family wanted to help provide the healing future at CCMH after they experienced the benefits of a natural setting during his cancer treatments. It's designed as a quiet space where family members can go while their loved ones are in the hospital. Marlin said there are measurable benefits to a healing garden.
We did a little research as to its actual benefits, and there are actual true measurable healing physical benefits. And so after much research and thought, And with the foundation support, we went ahead and started making plans for the healing garden.
Dawn says there have been a number of donations in support of the project, including nearly all of the Cass County Health System employees.
We have a lot of community support, but in the very beginning, I launched our campaign to our employees and asked for 100% participation, knowing that may be very difficult. But I am super proud of our employees, and I'm very proud to be able to say our employees gave financial support, 90% of our employees gave financial support, which I think is absolutely huge. I think it's wonderful. And then the community has been very supportive.
The goal was to raise $300,000. In the last report, Martin says they had raised nearly $250,000. She thanked everyone who had contributed any amount they could for the project. Dawn says that people are often surprised by the garden and the effect it has on them.
You can look at it from the road, and you just don't get the whole feel of all the levels and the water and the sound. And everything in the garden was put there for a reason, to create that effect of lowering the heart rate and blood pressure, mood, anxiety release, and everything.
Donations are still being accepted to help pay for the healing garden, which Martin says will eventually be open 24 hours per day. Opportunities are also still available for you to purchase walkway paving, bricks, bubbler fountains, and other amenities. For more information, you can call 712-243-7409 or log on to www.casshealth.org. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In the funeral announcements, Mary Ann Fezzer, age 93, of Erling, died Sunday. Funeral services for Mary Ann Fezzer will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Rita Mary Kramer Clucky, age 86, of Cascade and formerly of Defiance, died Sunday. Funeral services for Rita Clucky will be held today at 10:30 at St. Matthias Parish in Cascade. The Rye Funeral Home in Cascade is in charge of arrangements. Joseph Dimmig, age 86, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Joseph Dimmig will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Donna Ruddy Walp, age 70, of Audubon and formerly of Marble, North Carolina, died Monday. Funeral services for Donna Walp will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Velda Cole, age 94, of Greenfield, died July the 23rd. Memorial services for Velda Cole will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Lona Fleming, age 81, of Atlantic, died Monday. Services for Lona Fleming will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Harold Adamson, age 102, of Greenfield, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Harold Adamson will be Saturday at 3:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Evelyn Urbus, age 95, of Greenfield, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Evelyn Urbus will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And 68-year-old Linda Jensen of Greenfield died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Center in Fontenelle. Services for Linda Jensen are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Our news and funeral announcements brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.